Today's reading is in Matthew chapter 16, beginning in verse 1. Matthew 16, verse 1. And the Pharisees and Sadducees came, and to test him, they asked him to show them a sign from heaven. He answered them, "When it is evening, you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be stormy today, for the sky is red and threatening. You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times. An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah." So he left them and departed. When the disciples reached the other side, they had forgotten to bring any bread. Jesus said to them, "Watch and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees." And they began discussing it among themselves, saying, "We brought no bread." But Jesus, aware of this, said, "Oh, you have little faith, why are you discussing among yourselves the fact that you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive? Do you not remember the 5 loaves for the 5,000, and how many baskets you gathered? Or the 7 loaves for the 4,000, and how many baskets you gathered? How is it that you fail to understand that I did not speak about bread? Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees." Then they understood that he did not tell them to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. So these Pharisees and Sadducees come asking for a sign, and they've had opportunities in the past to see signs. They've seen evidences. The word of Jesus has been proven as coming from God, yet they're still asking for another sign. And it states that they were doing this in order to test him. They want to catch him in something they can use as an accusation against him in the eyes of the people. In other words, they are not honest seekers of truth. They're not honestly trying to make a discernment about Jesus and what he's bringing. They're simply looking for that occasion to accuse him of something. Now, Jesus knows why they're coming. He knows why they're making this request. And he begins to explain to them. He says, "You can look at the sky in the evening and the morning and see certain things that tell you what the weather may be like. And you can interpret that. But when you see something that is even more plain to you and easier to interpret, you can't see the truth. You're blinded." And so he states, "An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given except the sign of Jonah." This is not even the first time that they've come to him in this type of a situation either. You can go back to Matthew chapter 12 and see them seeking a sign then as well. And he gives them basically the same accusation, saying that they are an evil and adulterous generation. No sign will be given except for the sign of Jonah. But in Matthew 12, he explains it a little bit there in verse 40. "Just as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment of this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, something greater than Jonah is here." So Matthew 12 gives us two key things. First, he relates the 3 days in the great fish to Jesus being in the earth for 3 days after his sacrifice. So he was not going to give them any sign on this day because of their intention, because they're not really seekers. But a sign will be given, and that will come at the sacrifice of Jesus. In this next section, his disciples have some concern, apparently, because they did not bring any bread with them. And so they're thinking in very physical terms when Jesus says, "Watch and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees." So they equate what Jesus is talking about to what their conversation was about at the time, or what was on their minds. We do that sometimes. You know, if somebody pipes up and speaks of something at the time we're having some other discussion or something is on our mind, then we interpret what they're saying based on what else was going on, what else was going through our mind. So that's what's happening with the disciples here. So they're thinking in these physical terms when Jesus is trying to teach a spiritual concept. Jesus apparently doesn't like this much, though, because he says, "Oh, you have little faith. Why are you discussing among yourselves the fact that you have no bread?" And he goes back to the feeding of the thousands on those two occasions that we've read about recently. Basically saying, why are you worried about your own sustenance when you've seen me miraculously take care of others? Wouldn't I take care of you, I think, is the implication there. So verse 11, how is it that you fail to understand that I did not speak about bread? Then they begin to understand what he's talking about. Beware the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, equating that to their teaching and their leadership. The biggest problem for the Pharisees and the Sadducees was their motivation. They had the wrong motivations, and because they had the wrong motivations, they ended up teaching and leading in ways that did not point people toward God. Anytime someone is a teacher or a leader, and they have improper motivations, that's going to make its way into what they lead and what they teach. It's very important that we have the motive of simply knowing the truth that God gives to us and following His will rather than having any motivations that might throw that intention off course. When Paul wrote to Timothy, he said there were many that made shipwreck of their faith. Why? Because they had motivations that led them in a different direction. People influence us in one way or another. Sometimes that influence is good, sometimes that influence is not so good. But everybody that we choose to spend time with is an influence on us. 1 Corinthians 15:33, bad company ruins good morals. That's influence. Jesus is saying, be aware of who you are influenced by. Be aware of what direction they can lead you in. And so we need to take that lesson to heart for ourselves. Our ultimate leader is God. Jesus is our good shepherd. That's the leadership that we need. And any earthly leadership we have needs to lead us in that particular direction. Thank you for listening today, and please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.